Hello, hello. This is Vanessa Rodriguez, teacher and coach of I Am Pyramid Mystery School and I Mayan Life, where we provide our students with tools not only to help them navigate life more easily, but also guide them in shifting their perspective on the true nature of life circumstances, events, and relationships. This new perspective empowers them to see these situations as valuable lessons, fulfill their full potential, and ultimately create more success in their life. Today, I'm going to introduce you to the four stages of creation consciousness, stages of awakening, as we teach it in our teacher and coaching training program. These four evolutionary stages are represented by the four pillars, the corners of the pyramid of consciousness ground floor, as well as every floor that builds up. And each stage is experienced through a particular view and behavioral patterns. Now, let me share some stories illustrating different perspectives within these levels of consciousness. These stories will provide insights that will better equip you to awaken to your true nature and harness the power of your creator-like essence. I recall guiding a client who was grappling with scarcity, anxiety, and borderline depression, which affected every aspect of her life. Despite my guidance, she struggled to apply the lessons we discussed, constantly sidetracked by life challenges. I desperately wanted her to understand that if she accepted herself as the I imagined or the quality that she was on, responding to the events in her life as her qualities, her life will begin to change. How could I effectively explain to her that her outer reality mirrored her inner reality and that it was fruitless to change her own outer reality? So I shouted to her, "Don't you see that you live in alignment with who you are? Do you agree with this statement?" I asked her. "Do you see how you're doing things as you are and creating the life that you experience?" It lit the bulb for her, and she understood that she was an active co-creator in her life, and that awakened her to change her life. Now, this story is a classic example of the first stage of creation consciousness, which we called the bound. In this stage, people are attached to the events in their life. Their life controls them, and they feel bound by their circumstances. These individuals often feel powerless and unable to change their external circumstances. They may look for others for solutions, and they may not get recognized themselves or their role as active co-creators in their life. It is important to know that in this stage, they tend to judge life and others based solely on what they receive or gain, seeking short-term pleasures or satisfaction without considering the long-term consequences of their choices. This bound nature can hinder their growth and keep them from realizing their full potential as creators. In the second story, I will explain the second stage of creation consciousness, where individuals begin to recognize the connection between their actions and consequences in their life, but may still be missing the understanding of the role that consciousness plays in the process. So let's dive into a conversation I once had with a client who was struggling to comprehend why her good deeds didn't seem to bring her the positive outcome she was hoping for. One day, she confided to me, "I hope one day my life will get better. I do good deeds. I help people. I give, and I care about others even more than about myself. One day, I hope I will receive that back, right?" I look at her and shoot it at her, "No, I truly hear you. However, you will not necessarily get anything that you hope for in return." we have been disregarding one of the most important elements. And when it is ignored, this formula cannot produce the fruits you hope for. And by the way, it doesn't have anything to do with karma. I share with her the story of two gardeners who water their plants every day, hoping that they will grow. But one died and the other grew. Why? Because it matters the water you grow it with. One was pure and the other was polluted, although he didn't know that. But the moral of the story is that I hear that you give kindness and care to people, and that's what you should receive back, yet you don't, because it matters the quality of your consciousness. It matters who we are, because our intentions and actions come from our inherent nature. In other words, people put their focus on what they do to get their desired results, and take for granted who they are or their current level of consciousness. So you must not only put your focus on what you do, but on who you are. And they both, because they both together create the life that you have. This story highlights the second stage of creator consciousness, which we call the doer. In this stage, they begin to understand that their actions create consequences and they bring about changes in their life. They begin taking a higher level of responsibility of their actions, but they still primarily focus on the external aspect of their actions, rather than recognizing the importance of the inner consciousness and who they are as the foundation of the results they experience. They work hard to achieve results, but eventually burn out from too much effort and too little return, or return that brings too little fulfillment. Let's take a look at another story. I remember one of my clients would say, "If I only were more consistent, I would be so much happier." She wasn't frustrated with her results, but with herself, her mindset, her inability to express herself in the way that she wanted. She felt that something was wrong with her, some type of disconnect, and a deep knowing that there must be something that could make her happier. The more I heard her story, the more I saw her real issue. She saw herself as inconsistent based on the habits that she believed were inconsistent, and blamed her faulty mindset for her lack of success in changing them. Naturally, she tried to change her habits and mindset to change herself, but no matter how inconsistent she tried, her results matched her belief about who she was, inconsistent. She was stuck in the endless feedback loop that she couldn't break out from. "Can you see how consistent you are in being consistent?" I ask. "You don't have any issues with inconsistency, and there is no problem with your mindset. You live in alignment with who you are, and you are consistent at that. The real question here is, who are you and what do you want?" This was a breakthrough moment for her, as she realized that inconsistent is not who she was, and there was no way to change what didn't exist. She had to dig deeper and ask herself a deeper question. Who was she at her core? And what this core self want that created patterns of behaviors opposite to what she wanted? Her curiosity awakened to the realization that she was more than she believed herself to be. And now there was a desire to get to know this being, understand how it works, and create a fulfilling and productive relationship with it. This story creates their stage of creation consciousness, the third one called the seeker. In this stage, people come to understand that focusing solely on external actions is not sufficient for lasting transformation. They start recognizing the role of hidden mechanisms, such as mindset, in shaping their actions and seek ways to change their mindset. They may seek help from a psychologist or maybe turn into self-help books and courses. This stage can be exciting as they believe that they have finally found the solution to their problem. However, they soon find themselves stuck again, only able to extend their mindset to a limited extent or not at all. This realization made me go deeper as they sense that they may be something beyond their body and mind. At this point, they embark on a self-discovery journey, asking themselves questions such as, who am I? And what is my true nature? This new awareness helps them gradually align their actions with their true nature, setting the stage for a deeper role as creator of their own life. As they gain insights into the limitations of their mindset-based approaches, they become more open to explore new ways of understanding themselves. This realization paves the way to the fourth stage of creation consciousness, where people embrace their true identity and align with it in every aspect of their life. To illustrate this transformative stage better, let me share this story from my teacher, who was a silver medalist figure skating coach. She used to be obsessed with finding the way to train figure skaters into successful, happy, and powerful athletes. So she tried inspiring them with videos of Olympic champions, trying to tell her students that they could become that too, but it was really hard to motivate them because it was really hard for them to believe that they could ever be that good. One day, she got lucky. She received a gift, a video of a 9-year-old boy who became an Olympic champion 15 years later. Now, she could show to her students a video that could relate, that they could relate to. But what she saw in this video changed her life. This 9-year-old boy looked exactly as he did when he won the Olympics 15 years later. He was a little kid. He couldn't do the tricks as an adult, but the way he moved, the way he carried himself, even the way he drank his water, he was an Olympic champion when he was 9 years old. In fact, he never called himself an Olympic champion. He said to himself, I am the king of ice. And every day he would wake up as the king of ice. He brushed his teeth as the king of ice. He dressed and he ate as the king of ice. He fell down and he got up as the king of ice. And 15 years later, when he competed in that Olympics, everyone knew he was the king of ice. And when he was done, he received his gold medal. As she watched this video, she realized that you do not become an Olympic champion. You get to be recognized as one. When all the kids he was training with were trying to become an Olympic champion, he was living it every single day. And this inspiring story illustrates the fourth stage of creator consciousness, which we call the creator. In this stage, individuals embrace their true identity and aligned with them in every aspect of their life. They no longer strive to become someone that they're not, but instead embrace and live their authentic self, growing in mastery and allowing their inherent gifts and talents to shine through. When people reach this stage, they experience a profound transformation as they're no longer limited by external factors and mindset-based approaches. They unlock the power within themselves to create their own reality and manifest their desires, embodying their true nature in every action they take. The journey through creation consciousness is a continuous process of self-discovery and growth. As individuals progress through the stages from bound to doer, from doer to seeker, and from seeker to master creator, they come closer to realizing their full potential, tapping their inner power to shape their life in alignment with their true self. And like the character in my stories, I went through each of these stages to get where I am now. For an bound victim, having no control of physical, mental, emotional abuse, to the doer, who was determined to take charge of her life. I then became a super achiever, although I later found out that no amount of achievements could fill the bottomless pit in my soul. This realization led me to the seeker stage, where I knew deep in my heart that there was more to life. And I finally discovered the creator qualities of imagined life, evolving into a conscious master creator, and the journey to mastery continues. Through these different stages, we initially fight to defend ourselves in our territory. And later, we strive to win and prove our worthiness through achievements. However, when we understand that achievement doesn't necessarily lead to satisfaction, the concept of winning starts to change. As Palmer Parker says in the Courage to Teach book, winning means emerging from the encounter with a larger sense of self that one brought into, in which we learn that the self is not a scrap of turf to be defended, but a capacity to be enlarged. And of course, this stage is not clear cut. They overlap, and the transition between them can be blurred, can extend for years and even lifetime. And recurrent unresolved issues in our life are the unhealed remnants from previous stages where we unlock the tools to resolve them. But you're here where you have reached the stage of awareness where you're ready to go further and accelerate this process. So I invite you now to take a few minutes to identify where in your life you experience transitions from one stage to the next, and what stage you think that you are at right now. Perhaps you related to the stories that I just shared with you, and maybe you know at what stage you are at. So what stage do you think that you are at? Where in your life have you experienced transition from one stage to another? What is fascinating is that as we begin the journey of ascension, we discover that there are simple universal laws that underline all creation at all levels. We often get lost in complexity and distractions like stuff, stories, thoughts, emotions, and desires like sleepwalkers walking around in endless circles and loops. We think that for something to work, it has to be hard and complicated. We look for solutions to problems in the wrong places and find solutions that resolve one problem but create 10. But all these complexities are just like Christmas trees ornaments. They don't change the essence of a tree. They just decorate it. The results of our choices is an experience of disharmony, lack of balance, and disconnect from ourselves and the universe that leads to suffering. So I want to invite you to clear away the fog and lift the veils, to truly understand who you are and master the principles of creation. In the words of the ancient Kivalians, the true wise, knowing the nature of the universe, use laws against laws, the higher against the lower, and by the art of alchemy, transmute that which is undesirable into that which is worth it, and thus triumph. By addressing the roots from within, we can effectively alter what manifests in our life. Our teachings are grounded in the law of creation, the law that governs the evolution of consciousness and its manifestations in our life. Through the understanding of this law, we can unlock our true potential and become master creators, regardless of external circumstances. The law of creation is the rule by which a unique product of the mind is brought into existence. So the unique product of the mind, something that you want to create, some idea or vision of what you want to create, the law is supporting you in manifesting this into existence. But it's important to know how it works so you can control your fate. Our journey is about moving from where you are to where you desire to be, transitioning from seeker to master. So how do we make this transition? And how is our approach different? It begins with identifying and clearing the blocks that hold us back. These blocks manifest as false beliefs, past stories, misinterpretations, judgments, projections, misidentifications, and even our ingrained habits. Imagine your current state of mind as a massive rock with your ideal self or vision represented by Michelangelo's David. To become that vision, you must chisel away everything that is not aligned with it. But where do we start when faced with such a massive blockage? Do you start at the foot, at the head, at the chest, at the stomach, at the leg? Where do you start? We, in Imagine Life, start by identifying your personal blueprint. This blueprint helps us pinpoint where to begin chiseling away. And each week, you'll uncover the next piece to work on. Our approach delves deeper than merely identifying and clearing beliefs. It follows a precise order and progression that sets us apart. Now, we delve into the understanding how the law of creation works. And with this knowledge, you'll begin the process of chiseling away at the barriers holding you back. If you feel like embarking on a journey through the I Am Pyramid Mystery School, our programs include group coaching, a certified teacher training program, one-on-one coaching, and workshops. Feel free to reach out for any questions at Vanessa@imaginelife.com. Thank you.